Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Paul is involving himself in the Galatian controversy in writing this epistle called Galatians, and he's showing the relationship between Christ and the law in justification. And he's shown us that the purpose for the law was to make people feel the guilt of their sin. The law is a jailer that shuts us up to our sin, makes us feel the weight of our sin, makes us feel that we are bound in prison because of sin, and causes us to cry out for escape. How can I get out of this prison? How can I escape this bondage? And the law doesn't provide the way of escape. People are trying to earn righteousness by the law, are only getting themselves bound more and more. It's like the chains of the law and sin are being wound around them more tightly with every passing day. The law is our jailer. Then changing metaphors, Paul in verse 24 says that the law is our tutor, or our schoolmaster, or our pedagogue. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let me pause to say that the Beacon Broadcast depends upon the gifts of our radio listeners to maintain this broadcast schedule on the station that you listen to. And if you value this Bible teaching, then perhaps you will help us with the cost. And if you'll send a gift of any amount, we'll send in return a copy of Tom Wells' excellent book entitled God is King, published by Evangelical Press, 128 pages. It contains a lot of things. For example, Jesus taught that his coming heralded the setting up of the kingdom of God. What does this mean for us, both now, in the present, and our hope for the future? Questions like this are answered in the book, God is King. You'll be blessed by it, and for your gift of any amount to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, we'll be happy to send you a copy of this book by return mail. Now the law is our guardian. Verse 24, therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law doesn't justify us, the law doesn't save us, but the law was our tutor, is the way my translation puts it, to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. Schoolmaster is the way one translation puts it. Custodian, guardian, disciplinarian, chaperone are all possible translations. Now, Paul assumes that his readers understand the role of the pedagogue. What is a pedagogue? Well, in the Roman world, boys from wealthy homes were watched over by a pedagogue, generally a slave, who was their companion, their guardian, their custodian, their chaperone, or whatever else you might want to call it, from about the age of 6 to 16 or 17 or so. Not exactly their teacher. This was not the way they were schooled, but the pedagogue would escort them to school and escort them to the gymnasium and escort them to the marketplace and escort them wherever else they were going. The pedagogue was a constant companion that escorted these young men everywhere they went. and their job was to protect them and to keep them on schedule and to discipline them when they needed it and to teach them manners. They did teach them some things, but not the heavy scholastic subjects that they were learning in school. And you can imagine that the older the young man became, the more he resisted and resented having to have a pedagogue watch over him all of the time, keeping track of him. People don't like that kind of close scrutiny and accountability. And so, the older a young man of a wealthy family became, the more he longed to be liberated, the more he longed to graduate to that new status where he would no longer be under the supervision of a pedagogue. Well, Paul says that's very similar to the role of the law, as designed by God. The law was our tutor, our pedagogue, to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law was to protect us from greater sin, greater evil. The law has that effect. When we are aware of the law, it will many times restrain us from sins that otherwise we would do more easily if we didn't have that law sounding in our ears, that law pounding behind us on the pavement and hounding us everywhere we go. The law teaches us how we ought to live. It doesn't enable us to live that way, gives us no power to do it, but it shows us the way, it shows us the requirement, it shows us what God expects of us. And because it has an instructive function in our conscience, it prods us to do right. Again, without giving us the power to do right. But nevertheless, it prods us to do right and chastens us when we do wrong, convicts us, bothers us, condemns us for every transgression of the law. But it is unable to provide the righteousness necessary for justification. So the law is our pedagogue to bring us unto Christ, as the verse says. Or it is our pedagogue until Christ would be another legitimate translation. Because the way of justification is not by the law, it is by Christ. The way of justification is not by works, working to keep the law. It is by faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. So the law cannot save us, but the law is our guardian to protect us and guide us and prod us and hound us until we come to Christ, just like the pedagogue would protect and guide and instruct and guard that young man until he reached his majority, reached the level that his father said he doesn't need that pedagogue anymore. And so Paul shows us, first of all, the law is our jailer, verses 22 and 23. The law is our guardian, verse 24. And finally, Christ is our liberator, verse 25, when he says, "But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor." Christ is our liberator. After faith has come. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. There's a before and there's an after. Before Christ, we're under the law. After Christ, we are no longer under the law in the sense that we were before. If we understand that statement historically, and I talked about that in the broadcast yesterday, that it can be understood either historically or personally, and I thought there probably were both aspects in view, but I think the personal aspect is the stronger one. But nevertheless, if we're looking at this historically, of course, when Christ came, the Mosaic law is behind us. There's a before and there's an after. Before Christ, the law, the Mosaic law. After Christ, no longer under the law. Christ has come. But, of course, for the Jews in Christ's day who did not accept Christ, they weren't liberated from the Mosaic law. They were still under it. still had to keep the dietary laws, still had to keep the feast days, still had to keep all 613 of the requirements of the Mosaic Law. Now, if they would come to faith in Christ, they wouldn't be under that law, would they? Christ taught that foods don't have anything to do with our being clean before God. Christ fulfilled the law, and Christ removed many aspects of the law. And when Christ came, we are no longer under a tutor. If we understand that phrase from the personal perspective, we are liberated from the bondage of the law as a way of justification, as a burdensome taskmaster. As long as we view salvation as being by keeping the law, it's by works, it's by what I do, then we are under this burdensome guardian. But once we come to faith in Christ, that's gone. We're liberated from the bondage of the law, from the jailhouse of the law as a way of justification. We are freed from that. And the law is no longer viewed in light of justification. The law no longer threatens us with condemnation. It can't anymore, because we have the freedom of Christ's imputed righteousness. We have the freedom of godly desires given to us by the new birth, and godly love. We have a love for God and a desire to please Him that we didn't have before. We have the freedom of the indwelling Holy Spirit to teach us God's Word and to empower us to please the One who liberated us, the One that we now love. The law now guides our thinking in regard to knowing and pleasing God, but it doesn't serve the same function as before. We have reached adulthood. We no longer need a pedagogue in the way that we did before. Now, there are a lot of things to keep in mind with this. In regard to salvation, that maybe is the most important area to consider. You need to ask yourself, what am I counting upon to make me right with God? Why do I want to be saved? Is it because I feel the guilt and condemnation of my sin? If so, then I must cast myself upon Christ and I will be liberated from that correct feeling of guilt and condemnation. Or is it, do I want to trust in Christ simply to be freed from the threat of hell so that I can live my life as I please without fear of condemnation? Well, that's a different matter. There's a vast difference between wanting to be freed from the presence of the law and wanting to be freed from the presence of sin. If you only want to be freed from the presence of the law, free to continue to sin, then you really haven't yet felt the full effects of being shut up in the prison house of sin. And so you need to ask God to make you feel your sin so grievous that you long to be liberated from your sin. Not just liberated from the law, but liberated from the sin. The law just spotlights your sin. It magnifies your sin. It multiplies your sin. It highlights your sin. It makes you see your sin. But it's your sin that's the problem. And when you feel the weight of your sin and you want to be freed from your sin, then go to Christ as your liberator, and you will be freed from the bondage of sin. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.